And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Joe Cheney talks about the gift of Christmas.
The family gift-giving event around the Christmas tree is full of drama and magic for children. Even before the gifts are handed out, the kids have sized them up, guessing at their contents. The suspense builds as they rip open the packages until the thing they dreamed of rests in their hands, a wonderful new possession. The pleasure is heightened by the knowledge that someone cared enough to find exactly what they wanted. The day needs no Santa Claus to raise it above ordinary life. Gift-giving is one of the things that makes us human. We begin with a self-centered understanding of gifts, hoping for lots of great presents. Eventually, we learn to give gifts, and even to receive unwished-for gifts with grace and understanding. But as we get older, the magic of the gift is in danger of being undermined by our desire to own things and also to pay back what we believe we owe other people. Our gift exchanges are tricky because they invite calculation and competition. No one wants to give something of too little value. All other things being equal, we try to match our gifts to the cost of the present we expect to receive. If you give too much, it embarrasses your friend. Too little, and it embarrasses you. But all of this misses the power of gift giving. Adults aren't always very clear about the meaning of giving. The gift is precisely the thing that can't be paid back, and for which there is no equivalent. A gift is a transcendent thing. Each one is unique, not because the object itself is special. A gift can be almost anything, but because the object symbolizes our relationship to each other. Anyone can give a gift, but what makes the gift is a certain reverence toward giving and receiving. If you give me something and I immediately say, even in the best of spirits, "Oh, I'll have to give you something too," I'm not treating your gift as a gift. In fact, I'm refusing your gift, trying to cancel it by paying it back. This is why some Christmas presents aren't really gifts. They aren't truly given, or they aren't truly received. By contrast, we would never think of gift-giving in this way when it comes to something like a wedding band. The ring itself is not so important. It barely exists as such because we would never consider selling it. Gold, though it may be, as soon as it becomes a gift, it's no longer a commodity. The ring becomes, somehow, human itself. It can't be bought and sold without diminishing us, without breaking the spell of the marriage, and without revealing something terrible about our own humanity. The gift is never really owned by the recipient. It stands between two people. It embodies the between, the truth of communion. The gift is greater than we are. It's humbling to receive a gift, not because the object given is a great or valuable thing, but because when anything is received as a gift, its value is infinite. This is how we can speak of the gift of family, the gift of friendship, the gift of this day. The gift precedes the giving. It is already with us if we can acknowledge it. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Joe Cheney. Merry Christmas from all of us to all of you.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.